To begin muscle relaxation, what I want you to do is take a few long, deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And now as you breathe, I want you to breathe in and hold it while relaxing, and then breathe out nice and slowly. With your eyes closed, you breathe in and hold it and breathe out. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Your breathing will help you relax and center yourself. Your breathing is the main way to turn on your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxation system. The first group of muscles that I'm going to have you relax in the progressive muscle relaxation is your hands. So to begin, clench your hands tightly. And as you clench your muscles, I want you to clench them so you feel the discomfort, but not so much that you're going to strain yourself. If you have a group of muscles that are already strained and you might hurt yourself by clenching the muscles, then don't do it. In that case, you're going to use passive progressive muscle relaxation. So clench your hands without straining them. Feel the strain in your hands. Feel the muscles straining and release. And feel the muscles as they relax. Feel the difference. You might feel the blood going back into your hands. And when you release abruptly, very quickly. Again, clench your hands, making your fists nice and tight, feeling the strain. Focus on what that feels like and release. And release abruptly. Enjoying the feeling of your hands being relaxed. Next, I want you to bend at your elbows and flex your biceps, like you're a bodybuilder showing off your muscles. Do that with both arms and really feel the strain. Hold it and release. And as you release, feel what that feels like. Enjoy the feeling of your muscles completely relaxing for 20 seconds. Enjoy that feeling. Again, bend your elbows, tighten your biceps, your guns. Really feel that strain for 7 seconds. And release. Enjoying the sensation of your muscles completely relaxing. Next, I want you to tense your triceps. And the way to do that is you could straighten your arms out as much as you can, and really tightening the muscles on the back of your arm. Or you could push your arms against the chair or a wall. So tighten your triceps, holding it, feeling the strain, and release. And feel those muscles on the back of your upper arm relaxing. And as you tighten it again, not yet, you could either push against your legs or your body, however it is that you need to tighten those muscles in the back of your arm. So again, tense the muscles in your triceps, feeling the strain. Try to feel each of those muscle fibers tensing. And release. Allowing the blood to flow freely through those muscles again. You begin to feel your arms just relax. Next, we're going to work on the muscles in your head. So what I want you to do now is to raise your eyebrows up as far as you can and feel all that tension in your forehead. Hold it. Hold it. And release. Letting all the muscles in your forehead relax. Your forehead will seem flat. Unlike when you're stressed out. When we're stressed out, we get all those wrinkles in our forehead and we really feel the strain in our head. So just let your forehead feel nice and relaxed and the skin nice and flattened. Again, eyebrows up as far as you can. Really strain your forehead like you're really worried. As hard as you can without straining yourself. Feel that strain in your forehead. And release. Feel your forehead is smooth and relaxed. Notice how that feels and what that does to you. Now, I want you to squinch up your entire face like you smelt something that was really disgusting. So it's like you want your nose to get as close to your eyebrows as you can. And really feel that tension. And release, letting your face just relax. So often when we're frustrated, we constrain those muscles in our face. When we're irritated or annoyed, or we're disgusted with what's going on, or we feel contemptful. And just let that release and relax. Noticing the change in your entire body as you just relax those muscles. Again, squinch up your face, feeling that tension, holding it. Notice any other muscles you could tense in that area that you're not already tensing. And release, letting your muscles and your eyes relax. Next, I want you to close your eyes and smile. Stretching, it's like an open mouth smile. And you want to stretch that muscles in your mouth and around your cheeks. And really strain all those muscles around your mouth. Holding it. Tensing any other muscles that aren't already tense. And release. Letting your cheeks just relax. Notice what that feels like. Sometimes when we feel like we have to put on a fake smile or a smirk a lot to look appropriate in society or look friendly, when we feel like we need to do that, we're straining all of those muscles. And you could just relax and be present. Again, closing your eyes and making the biggest smile possible, tensing all of those muscles in your face and your cheeks, and holding it, feeling that strain, really tense those muscles, and release, letting your entire face just go limp. Feel how wonderful that is. And during this audio, you could spend more time feeling the sensations of relaxation, up to 20 seconds. Next, I want you to clench your jaw. And I want you to push your tongue up to the roof of your mouth and hold it. Clench that jaw, pushing the tongue on the roof of the mouth. Feel all of that tension in your mouth and your jaw and your teeth and your tongue. Holding it and release. What a relaxation. So often when we're stressed or angry, we tense our jaw. And we feel it in our tongue and our entire mouth. And just let it relax. No need to hold on to any of that. No need to restrain your tongue or anything like that. Just relax. Notice how that feels in the back of your jaw. And how your mouth could just relax slightly. Slightly open. Again, clench your jaw. Push that tongue on the roof of your mouth. Really feel all those muscles strain. And hold it. Hold it. And release. Feeling the relaxation. Now I want you to hold your mouth open as wide as it can, straining all those muscles in your mouth, holding it, tense all those muscles, really feel the strain, and relax. Just enjoy your mouth being relaxed, and notice how it affects the rest of your body. Again, hold your mouth open as wide as you can, straining all of those muscles. And relax. Enjoy the way that feels. Okay, next, I want you to tilt your head back so your head is reaching towards your back, and hold it and feel that strain in your neck, holding it, feeling it on the top of your shoulders. You feel that strain and relax. Relaxing all those muscles that usually hold your stress. Really feel those muscle fibers relax and release. Okay, again, lean your head back, letting it rest against your back, tightening all those muscles in your neck and your shoulders, trying to tighten any muscles that you don't already feel tense, holding it, and relax. You can move your head around to kind of release those muscles a little bit. Enjoy the feeling of those muscles relaxing. Again, you could pause the audio to spend a little bit more time feeling the sensation of relaxation. Because what you're doing is you're building those muscle memories of what it feels like to relax. Next, lean your head to one side towards one shoulder, like touching one of your ears to one of your shoulders. Leaning your head sideways, bringing the ear to the shoulder, and holding it, feeling the tension in your neck. Holding it, feeling the shoulder and the neck, and releasing, letting those muscles relax. Good. You could bless your muscles simply by asking them to relax. Notice any leftover tension in those muscles in your neck, in your shoulder. Just letting each of those muscle tendons relax. As you tighten them and then release them, they learn how to release. It's simply a learning process for the muscles. Again, lean your head to the side, bringing your ear to your shoulder, that same shoulder, and holding it, and releasing. Feeling that relaxation sensation. Releasing all that stress. Leaning your head to the other direction, bringing the other ear to the other shoulder. Feeling those muscles tense in your neck and your shoulder. Holding it without straining yourself. And release. Again, leaning your head the same way, bringing that ear to the shoulder. Feel that tension. You want to activate those muscle fibers so that then they can learn how to release. Tensing and release. You can move your neck around a little bit to really release those muscles and just relax with your head in its natural position. You can move your neck a little bit to feel all those muscles release and relax and enjoy that feeling. Next, bring your head forward to bring your chin to your chest and really feel all those muscles tense in the front of your neck, the top part of your chest and shoulders, the front part of your shoulders. Really tensing that, really constraining feeling. Feel it, tighten, and release. Feeling that relaxation. When you do that tensing, you could feel it like on the bottom part of your jaw, in the front part of your neck, top part of your chest, and your shoulders, the front part of your neck. So again, bring your chin to your chest, tighten all those muscles, holding it, feeling the tension without hurting yourself. Try to activate any other muscles you're not already activating. and release. Feel the relaxation. Enjoy it. As your head rests in its natural position, as though kind of like a bowling ball just resting on a point, your head is just resting on your spine. None of the muscles in your neck or your head have to be tense whatsoever. When your head's in the right position, it could just balance on your spine and relax. Feel your whole head relax. Next, we're going to work on the middle part of your body, beginning with your shoulders and working the way down. Bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears. Feel all that tension in your shoulders. And hold it. Feel that tension. And release. Releasing the muscles in your shoulders. Again, bring your shoulders up, reach into your ears, holding it. Really feel that tension. Really activate those muscles until you feel the strain without hurting yourself. And then really abruptly release them. Ready? Let go. And they just drop down. That dropping down motion releases those muscles. And feel any tingling sensation, the blood going back into those muscles, nourishing them. Feel the release. Good job. Next, we're going to tense all the muscles in your upper back. To do this, bring your shoulders back and your shoulder blades together, feeling that tension all throughout that upper part of your back, throughout your entire shoulder blades. Feel that tension and hold it and hold it and release. Really feel all those muscles in your upper back unlock, releasing all of that stress. Continue to breathe with it, breathing in and out. Long, deep breaths, teaching all of those muscles to relax. Bring the shoulders back together again, putting those shoulder blades together. Feel all that tension in your upper back. Feel that strain. And release. Relaxing all of those muscles. By tensing all those muscle fibers and then releasing, they're learning to relax. Feel free to move your shoulders around a little bit to really feeling them release and relax. Now bring your arms straight out in front of you, lifting from the shoulders, so that your arms are parallel together. And then while keeping them straight, you want to cross them over one another, bringing them as close to you as possible. Tighten all of those muscles, holding it. Feel all that muscle strain in your back and your arms, and release. Feel all of those muscles completely unlock. Again, bring your arms out in front of you, parallel, and then crossing them. bringing them as close together as possible, crossing them as far as possible, feeling all that stretch throughout your back. And tense it, hold it, hold it, and let your arms drop, releasing all of those muscles. Good job. And now take a deep breath. And we take a deep breath, contract all the muscles in your stomach and chest. Tighten all of your stomach and chest. Sometimes you hunch over a little bit. Tighten, tighten, and relax. Letting go of all the muscles in your stomach and your chest. Allowing your breathing to spread that sensation to all those muscle fibers. Again, take a deep breath. As you hold the breath, tighten all the muscles in your stomach and chest, hunching over a little bit. And holding it, really tense all those muscles, every muscle you could find in your stomach and chest. Tighten. Tighten them, feel the burn. And relax, exhale. Feel those muscles relax. Allow your stomach to be so relaxed that as you breathe, your stomach naturally expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. Just like a baby sleeping, as they breathe, their stomach goes up. When they breathe in, goes in as they breathe out, nice and relaxed. Next, for the last part of your midsection, you're going to arch back like against a chair or a wall and tighten all those muscles all up and down your back. So hold, arching your back, tightening all those muscles in your back. Tighten more and more muscles. Feel the tension. Feel it and release. Relaxing every muscle in your back. Often when people don't get the support they need in life or they're carrying heavy burdens in life, get a lot of strain in your back, causing a lot of chronic pain. And the muscles have to relearn how to relax, because when you carry burdens, they're continuing to learn how to be tight. And through this process, you're teaching them how to relax. Enjoy that feeling. Remember how that feels. Again, arching back, tightening all those muscles up and down your back, feeling the tension, holding it, hold it, and release. You can move your back around a little bit, stretch it. Feel your whole back release, letting go of any burden, knowing that it could totally rely on your skeleton. Your skeleton could hold the structure and form of your body all by itself. Your muscles could simply relax. Next, we're going to release all the muscles in your legs, starting out by putting your legs out straight and pushing with the heels. And what you're going to do is you're going to tighten all the muscles in your thighs and your buttocks, tightening all the muscles in your buttocks and thighs, pushing through the heels, tighten, hold it, feel the burn, feel those muscles tensing, Really feel tense. And release. Relaxing all of those muscles. If you've ever gotten a massage, you never realize how much tension you hold in your hips and your buttocks and your thighs until you get that massage and you feel those muscles beginning to release and the soreness. Those muscles have to do so much for us walking around, holding us stable in our chair. Let all those muscles simply relax. They don't have to do any work right now. Again, straighten out your legs, push in through the heels, tightening all the muscles in your thighs, the upper part of your leg, and your buttocks. Tighten and hold it. Feel the tension and burn. And release. Enjoy that sensation of relaxation. Good job. Next, you want to push your legs together and tighten all those muscles in your inner thighs. The inner parts of your legs, the inner thighs, pushing your legs together and hold it. Feel that strain. Hold it. And release. Releasing those muscles. That might be a new feeling for you. Again, push your legs together as tightly as you can, tightening your inner thighs. Holding it. Try to tighten any other muscles you're not aware of. And release. Letting your muscles relax. Now with your legs out, you want to point your toes. With pointing your toes, tighten all the muscles in your legs. Feel the tension throughout your legs, holding it. Hold it. And release. And as you do this one, you could either have your legs out straight or sitting in a chair. You could also straighten your toes and tighten all the muscles in your legs. So again, point your toes, tightening all the muscles in your legs and holding it. You could really feel your calves. That's the back of the bottom part of your legs. And release. Feel that relaxation. Good job. And the last one is you're going to point your toes upward, like bringing your toes towards your knees. Bring your toes towards your knees. Feel all that tension in your legs. You feel all that tension in your shin, the front part of your leg. Hold it. Hold it. And release. And when you release, you feel all that tension just drop through the bottom of your feet, right out of your body. Really feel your whole body relax with this. You could just let your feet hang loosely, move your feet around, really feel your body relax, continuing to breathe in and out. Again, bring your toes towards your knees, tightening all those muscles in your shins. Tighten and hold. Holding it. And release. Letting your feet drop and all those muscles relax. Take a breath in through your nose and release. Breathe in and release. And now I want you to scan your body. Notice how your body's completely relaxed. If you notice any muscles that still feel tense, you could simply repeat this process just with those particular muscles, tensing them and releasing them, teaching them how to release and to relax. There's no need for them right now to be tense. I want you to repeat this process over and over again, daily, once a day. And through this process, you're teaching your muscles how to relax. And after a while, you'll learn how to relax your muscles passively, simply by commanding them to relax. And then after your body learns more and more how to relax, all you have to do is say, relax, and your body will completely relax. It's simply building those muscle memories. The way to build these muscle memories is through repetition. It's all about practice and building that muscle memory. So continue your practice and enjoy the relaxation.